Mateso Karmoja Muslim Regional Women Savings and Credit Cooperative Organizations, SACOs, have been officially launched with a call to the Muslim faithful, especially the women, to embrace a saving culture as a pathway to improved livelihoods. The launch was held at Kumi Main Mosque grounds under the theme Empowering Women for Sustainable Socioeconomic Transformation. Haji Farouk Chirunda, Deputy Press Secretary to the President, represented the Senior Presidential Advisor for Political Mobilization, Moses Byaruhanga, as the chief guest. Chirunda informed the gathering that the government of Uganda, led by the President, recently fulfilled its pledge by releasing 2 billion shillings as grants to support Muslim women circles across the country. He urged leaders in the region to fast-track the registration of circles in order to benefit from these funds. Chirunda also encouraged the Muslim women to actively participate in government wealth creation programs, including the Parish Development Model, the PGM, which has so far injected about 400 million shillings per parish nationwide. Chirunda further revealed that government plans are underway to allocate 200 million shillings to each of the 19 Muslim districts for imams, circles, adding that motorcycles will also be provided to imams, although not during the ongoing campaign period. Aisha Neumbe Among, a member of the Uganda Muslim Supreme Council, UMSC General Assembly, confirmed that the 2 billion shillings pledged for Muslim women was deposited into the national account at Salam Bank around September 2025. Among explained that Kumi Muslim District, which covers Kumi, Wukedia and local Ngora governments, has also so far received 10 million grant shillings. However, she notes that Teso and Kotido Muslim districts are yet to access these funds following delays in SACO registration and bank account opening. She added that although the funding is a positive step, it remains inadequate given the high poverty levels in the northeastern region, calling on government to consider increasing this allocation.
Yes, today we are launching the regional SACOs, northeastern Teso Karamoja, and many activities have gone on. Like our chief guest had some of our district leaders had raised the points, like they want motorcycles, they want this and that. So our chief guest has recorded everything, and he's going to implement, like he has promised, that he shall get in touch and go to Kampala and implement our request that the leaders have made. So the motorcycles for the county sheikhs. Count checks are not, they have nothing. Some of them you just break means. They were not even bicycles. He talked of the tractor. That one he has said we shall go and meet in Kampala and we also implement that.
The regional assistant Mufti Teso Karmoja Muslim Region Sheikh Abu Bakar Umar Obilan describes the 2 billion shillings as a modest but important starting point. He emphasized that the initiative should motivate the Muslim community to focus on socio-economic transformation alongside spiritual growth.
I personally am not looking at the 2 billion shillings because it is too little money. The 2 million is simply a precursor. It is something that's showing us what to do. And the Uganda Muslim Supreme Council, in our leadership, for the last 3 years ago, since it was established in 1972, our leadership has purely been spiritual. We have not been paying maximum attention or desirable attention towards the life of our people. Because for me, my call today, and that is the mission of Uganda Muslim Supreme Council today, is that we must mind about the welfare of our followers. We must know how are they sleeping. We must take care of how the children are studying. We must ask ourselves, how are they getting treated? These should be the concerns of any sound religious leadership, not only waiting for our followers from the mosque and from our churches. The 2 billion shillings is just something to awaken us to be a very big point of mobilization that we are now being showed by His Excellency the President. I contacted Microfinance Support Center and they are ready to give us interest-free loans, including MEOGA. All these are government interventions that we have not been tapping into as a Muslim community.
The RDC Kumi John Bosco Muvito has reassured the Muslim women that more financial support would be available in the future. He encouraged the imams and amirats to ensure registration of at least 2 circles per Muslim district.
The women have been catered for, and I want to assure you that more money is coming. The imams and amirats are being asked to register a circle. Actually, I think 2 circles per district. I encourage you to do this as quickly as possible, because the money is there. The president is determined to make money and capital available for all hard-working Ugandans. All you have to do is register your circles and gain the trust of the government. And just like that, money is at your door. The promises to the DKs and the tractors per district are going to come soon. I trust this government. I trust our president. Our president is a man of his word, and that's why I ask you to vote for him and the NRM on 15th January. We are here to launch the Muslim Women Circles in northeastern Uganda, and we have done this officially today, 31st December 2025.
Meanwhile, Margaret Grace Amorioit, Keriani Independent Parliamentary Candidate, Kumi Municipality, observed that government continues to recognize women's empowerment and equality. She encouraged women to utilize available opportunities responsibly while maintaining harmony within their families. The launch also marked 111 years since the introduction of Islam to the former Teso district before 1914, highlighting the long-standing presence and contribution of Islam in Teso. And meanwhile, Kagwara